在线英语听力室 teamroom.com 欢迎您。
I know that the Minister of Health has been making some pronouncements in terms of making individuals to be aware of the potential of this virus. In terms of vaccination, I cannot tell exactly what the federal government is doing. Back to this country, I am not aware in terms of the seriousness in terms of vaccinating the highly compromised individuals. And who are those people? These will be the children, the elderly,and also those who are highly immunocompromised. And of course, I would have expected that those people who travel to Saudi Arabia, because it's a big, huge crowd there, and you can't tell who may or may not have the virus, and therefore it behooves us to have been able to at least immunize almost everyone that is trying to go there so that they will be highly protected before they get there.
What about the Nigerian public? Are they aware of the danger posed by this virus?
Unfortunately, we're talking to people on the ground here. I don't have the impression that they know the nature of this virus and also the major problem that can be associated with it. Because I talked to several people, they don't even know what swine flu virus is. So it makes me to be very, very cautious in terms of a major epidemic that may, if it does happen here, the number of people that will be compromised. The public really do not have much information, also much awareness.Of course, the government is talking about it. The question is that how much of it do the public actually assimilate and also try to protect themselves and also try to make sure that the H1N1 vaccine is available for them. Again, you remember, just like when HIV started, people were lukewarm about it until the numbers started piling up when people started taking it serious. I hope this swine flu does not get into that state. And I hope we do a lot more in terms of seriousness of this swine flu so that people would know that this is not something that we should take lightly. And therefore, the government should do a lot in terms of making vaccines available for the highly compromised people.
What of the structures and hospitals? Are they in shape to cope with a possible epidemic?
Talk about it, but in terms of seeing what is on the ground, I haven't seen much on the ground. They are making efforts, but what is that effort translating into? I can't really tell. But from what I have seen, I think there's some talk, but beyond the talk, I haven't seen a lot of infrastructure being set up to combat high epidemic of this, also ways by which we can prevent the onset of this swine flu.
The Nigerian government at one point promised to have surveillance equipment at the airports and all entry ports into Nigeria to detect the swine flu. You came in through the airport. Was there anything there?
Fortunately, I didn't see anything at the airport when I came in. I would have expected some kind of bulletin or some kind of structure set aside and also warning individuals or maybe interrogate individuals who may have traveled or been in contact with people. I didn't see anything. I just came at the airport. We all just walked through the airport, no interrogation, nothing that would check individuals who may have been exposed to this swine flu. Hopefully, maybe something would be implemented. But I do know that they are making effort.